Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and Friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Are you a keen Sheffield Live listener? Do you want to get involved? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and it gets better when you take part. Contact us to find out how you can be part of Sheffield's newest radio station. Call us on 281-4092 or email us on info@sheffieldlive.org. 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Come in, what you do, and what's up? Welcome to Latino Dimes on 93.2 FM Sheffield Live. I miss you, everyone. Last week, you know, I could not make it because I was in the hospital having to have a checkup on my foot, which is pretty good now. The doctor told me that I could wear shoes again. And also, well, they're going to call me back in the next 5 weeks to give me the last confirmation that I'm okay. So, amigos, amigas, here we are back in the studios and playing some good stuff for you. This is you right here playing right now. And also, I wanna make it different, right? Like every week, every year, in fact, you know, when it comes to this time of the year, Christmas time, when everyone seems to be very, very happy and very, very, very joyful and blah, 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 right? I tell you something, right? I am like, I feel the same as every day, 365 days a day, a year. If I got a cold, I feel bad. If I get better, I feel better. If I get drunk, I feel drunk. You know, I got different feelings throughout the year, you know, and most of them, they're happy feelings, you know, why not? So today, this month, in fact, you know, it's nothing really special for me. New Year's, yes, of course, yeah, because we survived 1 year, and then we're going to start trying to survive the following year. So that's how we should celebrate. You know what I mean? So therefore, here I am to play some music for you, and I hope that you guys are going to enjoy the show. Please do not ring me. Text me, please. Text me. Thank you.
Christmas.
Hey, that was the big old queen there. I started the show with pretty good stuff, you know, the stuff that I listen to at home, you know, and the music that I play for you on the radio, I appreciate it. I love it. And I play it sometimes, you know, when I'm at home too, when I'm cooking, you know, but I like different styles of music. Because that's what makes the world go round more interestingly, you know what I mean? So, that was kicked off with Uriah Heep. And now, this is an exclusive. I'm going to play you a track by one of my amigos who I've not seen for a while, in fact, you know. His name is Robert Tarana. He created this new style of music for himself, and he has done performances around Sheffield for a long, long time ago when he started doing this. And as I said, I lost touch with him, you know, and I don't see him very often because, mind you, I don't go out very often anymore. So he's probably still running around, you know, it's just that I've not seen him myself. But one day I remember many years ago, I invited him to come along to the radio show and to perform some of his experimental music that he was into and creating. So, he said, "Oh, give me a couple of weeks, you know, and I'll be ready, and I'll have something for you." So what he did, he made an album with seven songs. It's called Seven Songs for Mauro, for me. I feel privileged, right? And on the front it says Rob Tarana, Seven Songs for Mauricio, right? And I love it. And now this is one of the tracks that I'm going to play for you. It's called End of the World Party. Well, I don't mean to sound a bit too macabre here, you know, but, you know, I was just talking to my young son the other day about what's going on in the world, you know, with wars and stuff. And now people countries threatening each other with a nuclear war. I've got this missile. I've got this other missile. You haven't got this missile because I've got this missile. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like getting pretty dangerous. And I hope that this is just a song. It's not the actual end of the world party, right? But if it is, let's enjoy it, man. Why not? And this is Robert Tarana with... by the way... He does all the instruments, and what he says is it's not words there, it's syllables, just syllables, right? So what he says that his music is called meaningless syllables, which is because there's too many people going around singing about, oh, my love, my darling, this and that, you know, and then other people offending each other and stuff. Now, this one is just music. I appreciate the music and the sounds. This is Robert Tarana with one of the songs called, as I said, End of the World Party from the album Seven Songs for Mauricio. Okay, that was Robert Tarana, amigos, Paulito. Can't find the thing, you know, so what I'm going to do, the track that you sent me, I'm going to play on my telephone to you. I hope you can hear it probably, or nice, or whatever. Just let me know. Here we go, man. This is a request by Pablo. This is the last one that we're going to play in the Anglo-Saxon. Now we're going to get, after that, we're going to get right into the Latino style stuff that we do so well. Okay, amigos, here goes.
7.85 centavos. Yo agarré 284.6. Es imposible, la máquina no hace errores. Hay que contarlo de nuevo.
No hay problema.
Sí, negocios son negocios. Voy manejando tomado en una troca del año.
Welcome, Alexandra.
Vidrios contra balas polarizados. Me esperan los cubanos con su carga de polvo blanco en envase de talco. A cambio de un chingo de feria y una carga de cigarros. Escondidas de Fidel Castro. Soy buscado por todo el estado. Me pueden encontrar bien arreglado con un chingo de mujeres a mi lado. Muévanse al lado. Fuentes y balas no sobran. Somos los que más odian, asaltando todos por sus joyas. Contrabando desde México hasta California. Nos pelamos con la feria y con la droga. Los federales ya están comprados con billetes falsos. Saben el trato, no saben el paso hasta el otro lado. Yo vivo por él. Soy el señor de los cielos como Amado Carrillo. Lleno los rines y el interior de puro blanco. Vamos rumbo a Chicago con una carga pesada enviada de Durango. Distinguido por la medalla llena de diamantes. En este negocio les enseño las bases. Mi vida estaba escrita en un corrido de Chalino Sánchez. Como van las ventas, no puedo fallar. Quiero ser dueño de mi propia prisión como Pablo Escobar. Mantengo el rifle debajo de la gabardina, dispuesto a jugarme el cuero porque me vale madre la vida. Me quieren ver muerto, pero no me pueden matar. Ando con puro gallo fino que no se sabe rodar. En donde quiera que me encuentres, tengo a mi escuadra armada hasta los dientes. En este ambiente, lo único que habla es el dinero. Y los mejores clientes son los güeros. Conozco cirujanos que están afiliados al negocio. Y en menos un día te cambian el rostro. Por tu seguridad, no te metas con nosotros. Corriendo 100 millas por hora en un carro último modelo. Con mi mano en el cuerno y una vieja dándome cerebro. Les meto un susto con 16 en el cartucho. Aquí se juega sucio, no existe estar limpio. Todos de perico, cae muerto el primero que ponga dedo. Se ocupan huevos para hacer esta cantidad de dinero. Yo vivo por él.
Quieres solucionarlo, borrarlo de tu vida. Perros.
ningún borrador mágico para borrar todos los errores cometidos. ¿Qué pasaría si las flores solo se marchitaran o solo se quedaran como botones? Duele la realidad, duele. La fantasía solo se queda en los sueños. ¿Qué pasaría si nunca muero y no tuviera la oportunidad de nacer de nuevo? Vuelve otra vez, aparece. Desapareces, te vas y vuelves. Vuelve otra vez, aparece. Desapareces, te vas y vuelves. Vuelve otra vez, aparece. Desapareces, te vas y vuelves. Vuelve otra vez, aparece. Desapareces, te vas y vuelves. Vuelve otra vez, aparece.
Comete, comete, comete la vida. Comete, comete, comete la. Comete, comete.
Hey, amigos, amigas, Latino Dimes with you until 7 o'clock every Monday, and I hope that you guys are going to enjoy the show because this is going to be. I'm going to say, go one more before the end of the year, man. You know, and I am. Of course, yes, I will. Yeah, I'm thinking. Sorry, I'm a little pause there, you know. But now, yes, I will have the show if my health, my future, and life allows me. Right, okay. So anyway, as usually, do the talk on 6 o'clock after the break. You know, I'll do a little bit of talking about what's going on. In the world, with the environment, and with the situation, political situation in Latin America. But I've not been much up to date with the things that are going on in Latin America right now, because obviously I was looking after number one, and charity begins at home, as we say, even though some people don't believe in that or don't even know what it means. Charity begins at home. So, yeah, I was too concentrated, there was too much concentration on my operation, you know, and how things were going to turn out, you know. So, I as I said, you know, I'm fine. I can wear shoes. I cannot, I don't have to walk with a walking stick anymore. So everything is going nice and smooth. But who knows? Who knows what waits for me around the corner or for anyone around the corner? You will never know our future. You know, when you go to the clairvoyant and these people that, oh, yeah, we can tell you about the future. You're going to earn a lot of money. You're going to do this, this, and that. You know, just put 100 quid there on the table, you know, and I'll tell you some more. You know, no, that's what it is, you know. But, you know, life, I mean, the only thing that we can be sure of is that one day we're not going to be here anymore. That's all. The rest, who knows, you know. I'm saying that right now after the show, I want to go and get a... I'm not cooking today, by the way, you know, those people who are actually friends with me on Facebook that I've seen my dishes that I put on Facebook to show my family in Chile that I do remember and I do know how to cook. Because they thought I didn't know how to cook, that I lived on restaurants and takeaways, you know. No. I do cook. So anyway, I put it on Facebook because then everybody can get the idea, you know, all together instead of sending individual messages and photographs. So yes, my idea is to go to the supermarket, so take away, and buy myself a chicken kebab for me and my youngest son. But who knows? Who knows? Yes. I always make sure that I've already got what I want before I can actually get excited. Yes, this is me. I'm not too confident about making plans too far ahead. Because whenever I did in the past, you know, they never worked out. So I planned, you know, for the next 5 minutes. That's how I'm trust with you. I'm trust you. I've begun. Anyway, amigos, let's get on with the music. Time right now is really nearly 6 o'clock. Well, not nearly, well, quite a bit before 6 o'clock. But here's some more music for you guys. And don't forget that my number is 079-44-031-894. And please do not call me, text me, please. Thank you.
cosa quererte. Desde la histórica altura, donde el sol de tu bravura le puso cerco a la muerte. Tu mano gloriosa y fuerte sobre la historia dispara, cuando todo Santa Clara se despierta para verte. Aquí se queda la clara, la entrañable transparencia de tu querida presencia, comandante Che Guevara. De tu querida presencia, comandante Che Guevara. La brisa,
comandante,
con soles de primavera,
comandante,
para plantar la bandera,
comandante,
con la luz de tu sonrisa, tu amor revolucionario te conduce a nueva empresa, donde espera la firmeza de tu brazo libertario.
Aquí se queda la clara, la entrañable transparencia de tu querida presencia, comandante Che Guevara. De tu querida presencia, comandante Che Guevara.
gang. Comenzamos con mi pana Tito, el servicio millonario, joseando en el barrio. Con 19 años y ganaba más que un doctor. Nadie en calle Luna, calle Sol vivía mejor. Making mucho money y él vivía high class. Se lo tenía todo pero quería mucho más. Pues él siguió con su negocio peligroso, comprando y tumbando, él era un puro mafioso.
Mete la mano en el bolsillo, saca llave tu cuchillo, ten cuidado.
Oye, ten cuidado. Que muchos guapos lo han matado. Hasta aquel día que a Tito lo ficharon, temprano lo chequearon y lo esperaron. Él no pensó que un león que tumbó, quería su revancha porque no se murió. Tito fue a chequear cómo se movía la avenida y das una cerveza en la bodega de la esquina. Él no vio un carro que venía de su lado, con los vidrios amados y cuatro tigres bien armados. Pues bueno, oigan lo que digo.
Póngame el oído, en este barrio muchos guapos lo han matado.
El más guapo lo ha matado.
Calle Luna, calle Sol.
¿A dónde?
Calle Luna, calle Sol.
Bueno, antes que Tito pudo hacer algo, ya ves, esos tipos se estaban disparando. Cuando la gente vino a ver lo que estaba pasando, en un baño de sangre Tito ya estaba nadando. Con pistola en mano y la mamá llorando, gritándole al hermano porque a Tito lo mataron. Llegó la policía a investigar lo que pasaba. Vecinos vieron todo, pero nadie dice nada.